Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Tuesday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Of course, you have your news headlines coming up on this Tuesday. Have a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Have Music World Artist of the Week, Caleb Hearn. We have Dr. Todd's Positive Thoughts. And in today's Music and News, yesterday, I spoke with tech expert Jennifer Jolly on Conversations Live, the radio show, about some great tech ideas to help spring into tech this year. You don't want to miss that. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Tuesday headlines. In national news, Christina Applegate tells DMA she lives kind of in hell with MS, but felt beloved at the Emmys. Christina Applegate, appearing upbeat with her trademark humor intact, nonetheless was candid in her self-assessment in an appearance on Good Morning America on Monday. In her first extended interview since her 2021 diagnosis of multiple sclerosis, Applegate told host Robin Roberts, "I live kind of in hell. I'm not out a lot, so this is very difficult just for my system. But of course, the support is wonderful, and I'm really grateful," she said. Accompanying Applegate to the DMA appearance was Jamie Lynn Sigler, a longtime battler of MS. In the clips from the interview, Applegate was asked about her recent appearance in January as a presenter at the Emmy Awards. Her surprise appearance on the awards show drew an extended standing ovation from the audience, which Applegate at the time brushed aside with her usual humor. "You're totally shaming me with disability by standing up," Applegate said. Asked by Roberts about the Emmy appearance, Applegate said, "Actually, I kind of blacked out. People said, 'Oh, you were so funny,' and I'm like, I don't even know what I said. I don't know what I was doing. I got so freaked out that I didn't even know what was happening anymore, and I felt really beloved, and it was a beautiful thing." Reminded of the warm reception she received, Applegate quipped, "I probably shouldn't say this. That audience stood up for everybody." In more national news, with 7 short words at the Oscars, Oppenheimer star Robert Downey Jr. taught a valuable lesson, says Inc. magazine. The big winner at the 96th Oscars was Oppenheimer, with 7 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, along with Best Director Christopher Nolan, Best Actor to Cillian Murphy, and Best Supporting Actor to Robert Downey Jr. Downey's award stood out. By the count of Inc. magazine, Oppenheimer was Downey's 82nd movie role, spending more than 50 years before finally winning an Oscar. Given how long he had to think about what he might say if he won, Inc. magazine recounts he said, "I'd like to thank my terrible childhood in the Academy," in that order. As they say, comedy is simply tragedy plus time, and Inc. magazine said they wanted to focus on those 7 words because, honestly, when people think of Robert Downey Jr., they think of 2 things: a talented generational actor whose movies have grossed nearly $15 billion, and a man who battled heavy addiction problems and at one time was considered so unpredictable he couldn't get work. Inc. magazine said, in terms of being the longest wait and thus the most profound moment, they thought Downey's speech was poignant. "Think of the hardest times in your life, the truly terrible experiences you wouldn't wish on your worst enemy. Can you find a reason to express gratitude for them? Reach the point where you can," says Inc. magazine, "and I think you'll be well on your way to success." In more national news, Georgia readies to resume executions after a 4-year pause brought by COVID and a legal agreement. An execution scheduled for next week will be the first in Georgia in more than 4 years. The state is trying to move past an agreement made amidst the coronavirus pandemic that effectively halted lethal injections. Willie James Pye, 59, is said to be put to death on March the 20th. He was convicted of murder and other crimes in the November 1993 killing of his former girlfriend. Georgia last carried out an execution in January 2020. In April 2021, the State Attorney General's office entered into an agreement with attorneys for death row prisoners to suspend executions for a certain group of prisoners and to establish conditions under which they could resume. In international news, Biden cajoles Netanyahu with tough talk and humanitarian concerns, but Israeli Prime Minister remains dug in, says the Associated Press. President Joe Biden has stepped up public pressure on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government, warning he's hurting Israel and speaking candidly about conversations with the leader over the growing humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Despite Biden's increased displays of frustration, Israeli officials and Middle East analysts say no signs are emerging that Biden can push Israel, at least in the short term, to fundamentally alter how it's prosecuting the conflict that is entering a new dangerous phase. He has a right to defend Israel, right to continue to pursue Hamas, Biden said of Netanyahu in an MSNBC interview. But he must pay attention to the innocent lives being lost as a consequence of the actions taken. He's hurting, in my view, he's hurting Israel more than helping Israel. And finally, in business news, Wall Street slipped some more ahead of the week's inflation report. U.S. stocks slipped on Monday as Wall Street prepares for a report on inflation that could show how realistic its hopes for easier interest rates are. The S&P 500 was 0.2% lower in afternoon trading on Monday, coming off just its third losing week in the last 19, but it's still near its all-time high set last Thursday, buoyed by expectations that cuts to interest rates are coming this year and by signals that the economy remains remarkably resilient. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's now time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Tuesday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. Looking for a reason to be joyful today? Joy comes not because everything is going your way. It is the realization that even though you might feel as though things are not their best, you are thankful for what you have in the moment. That feeling can sustain you through the tough times. Know that whatever storm you are experiencing, it will not last forever. This too shall pass. Have an amazing Tuesday. Caleb Hearn is the Artist of the Week this week. Here's his single, A Little Bit Better, right here on Conversation Daily News.
I met somebody, selfless and kind. She's got a smile even when she isn't fine. She can be hurting, but she's got enough love to fill up Tennessee. I met somebody, stays up at night. I see her worry and she sees all of mine. I met somebody, she really loves me, says I'm all she needs. And I grew up thinking I would have to fight all of this alone. But now you hold me in the darkness, hold me till it hurts less. You tell me that I'm alright, show me where the light shines through. Please, hey, love me through the weather.
Met somebody gentle and smart. He underestimates the size of his heart. He can be laughing, but he's got enough pain to fill up New York City. I met somebody still full of scars, the world on his shoulders, but he won't fall apart. I met somebody, he really loves me, says I'm all he needs. And but now you hold me in the darkness, hold me till it hurts less. You tell me that I'm alright, show me where the light shines through. Please, hey, love me through the weather. Please, hey.
some time for Dr. Todd's positive thoughts. Enjoy.
I'm Dr. Teresa Smith, Dr. Todd with a positive 365 positive thought. Use the power of positive thinking to reframe perspective and overcome challenges. Positive thinking is a potent tool for navigating life's challenges. Cultivate an optimistic mindset, seeing obstacles as opportunities for growth rather than insurmountable barriers.
Dr. Teresa A. Smith is a professional counselor, author, and worldwide media influencer, sharing positive words of encouragement to help improve your everyday life.
We are part of my conversation with tech expert Jennifer Jolly in today's Music and News. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversation Daily News. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your news you can use. Tech expert Jennifer Jolly rejoin me on Conversations Live, the radio show, with some great tech tips to spring into tech this year. It's a bit of a conversation.
Jennifer, so glad to be able to speak with you again. Thanks for the time.
Oh, it's so awesome to be here.
So, Jennifer, let's start with something I think that a lot of us are always concerned about, and that's safety.
Well, yeah, a lot of people have no idea. March is Fraud Prevention Month, and folks don't know that your first line of defense is your own credit card. Very few people know this right off the top of their heads. I have the World and World Elite MasterCards, and with these, there is zero liability on anything that you buy. Whether you buy in the store, over the phone, online, via mobile device, even ATM transactions. And you can also get McAfee Total Protection and ID Theft Protection with these. So that's a great place to start, especially with how much cybercrime has gone up in the last few years. This, total no-brainer.
Love that. And that's such a thing for us to keep top of mind, not only this month, but, of course, moving forward with so many of us using our credit cards, especially when it comes to spending online and offline as well. So I mentioned in my intro, Jennifer, March Madness is a big time for people. A lot of people be watching games. Is this a great time to be able to get a deal on a TV?
Well, I have to say the real madness is not getting in on the great TV deals right now, especially with LG's OLED Evo G3. This is the TV to beat all TVs and a deal to beat all deals right now. It's the set that CNET calls the best performing TV they have ever reviewed. Those are high marks. I totally concur. It's at its lowest price ever right now, up to 30% off on LG's website, starting the 18th. It is the best high-end set at super reasonable prices, stunning picture quality, improved brightness, high contrast, even in well-lit rooms. Plus, we're talking best-in-class gaming, sleek styling.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Daily News. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to wrap up this week for you guys joining us on the online side of our broadcast. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversation Daily News today. Let's go make today amazing. Take care.